Test 2. Section A. 1. John told me he had bought an old car from Mr. Smith. Do you know how much he paid for the car?
Well, he said he paid $400 for it. I believe he got a real bargain.
Question. What does the man think of the price? 2. I suppose the traffic in the city is bad at the end of the day when people are leaving the city for home.
Yes, the worst time is between 5 and 6. It sometimes takes me 50 minutes to drive home. That's twice the time it does when there isn't much traffic.
Question. How long does it take the man to drive from the city to his home when there isn't much traffic?
3. Please come this way, Lisa. In the next room, we have a special showing of modern paintings.
Frankly, I don't like modern art. They make people feel foolish. I'd rather stay here and look at these traditional paintings.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? 4. I always feel nervous about traveling by air. Sometimes when the plane takes off, I never expect to land alive.
I don't mind that. What I'm worried about is not being able to keep an eye on my luggage. There is always a chance that it will fly to Rome while you fly to Paris.
Question. What is the woman really worried about?
5. Have you finished with this part of the paper? It's the world news section.
I haven't started this part yet, but go ahead and take it. What's important in it?
Question. What has the man most probably been doing? 6. I wonder if we've done everything on the list.
Let's see. Bank, post office, airline office, dentist, shoes. We haven't made our hotel reservations yet. But I'll do that by telephone tonight.
Question. What is the man going to do tonight? 7. Hi, Bill. Glad to meet you. I guess you've been busy lately. What's the wedding date?
June 10th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. I hope you can be there if you're in town that long.
Question. What's the date when the conversation takes place? 8. Paul, what happened? How come you're limping?
Somebody smashed into my new Ford. I'm not really hurt, thanks to my seatbelt.
Question. Why was the man not seriously injured in the accident?
9. I'm in big trouble, Jane. I need some cash badly, but I haven't the slightest idea where I'm going to get it.
I'm glad to hear that. I was afraid for a minute you might have an idea that you could borrow it from me.
Question. What does the woman mean?
10. The Tylers like to invite foreign students to visit them, and so do their friends.
Yes, I could feel that during my visit to the family last night. Everybody was friendly to me. Mr. Tyler, his wife, 2 little sons, and their grandmother.
Question. How many members are there in the Tylers? Section B. Passage 1.
In many parts of the world, there are rules about marrying a person from the same place or outside that place. In Kalifer, India, a man must take a wife from outside his village. All of the married women in Kalifer come from many different villages in the area. Some people think that life is difficult in Kalifer because the married women don't know each other. In Mexican villages, however, women usually marry within the village. In the village of Tepoztlan, over 90% of marriages take place within the village. Over 40% of the women marry men from the same neighborhood. Observers say that there is more unity in Mexican villages because most of the people know each other.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. What is the natural result of the marriage rules in Califer? 12. In the Mexican village of Tepoztlan, how many women out of 100 marry men in the same village? 13. What is the topic of the passage?
Passage 2.
Recently, a group of 17-year-old schoolboys decided to beat the world basketball marathon record. They aim to play for 90 hours and add 6 hours to the record. Each team had 9 players, with 5 playing at a time. How could 18 boys play for almost 4 days without stopping? The boys decided that each person would play for 2.5 hours and then rest for 2 hours. They had to be able to sleep near the basketball hall, and they needed hot food and drink day and night. Finally, they started at 6 o'clock one evening. The first night was very hard for the players. When it was their turn to rest, they were too excited to fall asleep at once. After sleeping for a short time, they had to play again. The nights were very long when nobody was watching. The days were better because plenty of people cheered the players' efforts. On the second night, they fell asleep as soon as they stopped. Some of them had trouble with their hands and feet, but the only serious problem was a psychological one. Each boy was thinking, "Why am I doing this? How can I play any longer?" After the third night, the players knew they could finish the 90 hours. The basketball on the fourth night was very slow, but in the final hours, the play got better. For the last few minutes, the players looked as fresh as when they started. They were tired, but very happy.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. What was the world record of the basketball marathon before the boys decided to set a new record? 15. In what sense was the first night very hard for them? 16. Why was it difficult for the boys to pass the nights? 17. When did the boys know that they could reach their aim?
Passage 3.
Today, when a man steps onto the moon, or something new and important happens, the world learns about it immediately. What did the newspapers say about that first flight in 1903? Strangely enough, they said hardly anything about it at all. There are only a few reports about it in the papers. These reports said very little. Some of the things they said were not even correct. In 1904, the Wrights built a second machine. They called it Flyer Number 2. They invited some reporters to a field near Dayton to watch them fly. Unfortunately, there were some mechanical trouble with the plane, and it did not fly at all that day. The newspapermen went away. They were disappointed. The Wrights went on with their work. In 1905, they built an even better machine, Flyer Number 3. They were able to stay up in the air for half an hour and more in this machine. They were able to turn and climb in the air. Farmers and travelers on the roads around Dayton often saw them flying. But when these people told newspapermen about it, they refused to believe them. The Wrights offered Flyer Number 3 to the U.S. government, but the government was not interested. They thought the Wrights wanted money to build an aeroplane. They didn't know that the Wrights had already built a machine that flew. Experts were still saying that mechanical flight was impossible. At the end of 1905, the two brothers took their plane to pieces. The parts were put into a huge wooden case.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. 18. How did the newspapers respond to the first flight in 1903? 19. What happened one day in 1904? 20. Why did the Wrights take the plane apart and put the parts into a wooden box?